because of the discussion we had this morning on some of these issues, we've modified somewhat the advisory committee of some of the articles of our facts and opinions. I think I'll have, and we've showed this to Senator Chaudhry. I think he's got maybe a couple of concerns still left. Having said that, one of the things on the conflicts, most of us agree that the amendment, part of the amendment didn't have any error. The amendment didn't really, in our opinion, add value to the property. So we kind of put that aside. But there are a couple of other issues we still have concern about. And Mr. Watson, why don't you walk us through some of the changes that took place because of this morning's meeting.
Mr. Chairman, following the morning meeting, I met with Senator Chaudhry to go over the concerns that he had with the statement of facts and to try to put the facts here as he wished them to be presented to the committee for its purposes and rendering him some advice. So what you'll see is more detail about what happened before the night of May 12th, his conversations with Representative Dill before that time about proposed special fishing regulations on Fish Lake Reservoir, and his mentioning to Representative Dill that if he wished to know more about the proposal, he should contact Senator Bach, and that it was on the night of May 12th when he approached Representative Dill on the floor. But the first time that he approached him and when he was seen kneeling by his desk, he was not presenting an amendment to him at that time. He was merely making him aware that Commissioner Dennis Fink from St. Louis County was outside the chamber and was available to speak with him about the Fish Lake proposal if he desired. Representative Dill does not desire to leave the floor. So then Senator Chaudhry went out and talked to Commissioner Fink, who then gave him a copy, his own copy of a letter dated April 1. And it was that letter that then Senator Chaudhry brought back into the House chamber and gave to Representative Dill. He suggested to him language for special regulations, but did not give him anything in writing. Then he went back off the House floor, talked to Commissioner Fink again. It was at that time that he received from Commissioner Fink the letter dated May 12th from Commissioner to him. And they discussed the letter at that time and Commissioner Fink's position on that. Senator Chaudhry says that Mr. Fink did not tell him that he was withdrawing his support for special regulations or that the residents of Fish Lake no longer supported them. But he did not give Representative Dill a copy of that May 12th letter, either then or later. Senator Chaudhry says it was Representative Dill who asked House staff to draft the amendment. And there's the text of the amendment and the actions in the conference committee.
He asked them to do it, but the language was, we determined, was brought over by...
Did not come from, well, he said the language, he suggested orally what it would say,
yeah,
but did not give Representative Dill anything in writing.
And,
the
written
was drafted
right.
by
But you
him.
Gave him what, the theme or the...
Right,
outline.
Right.
No change in the other material on page 3. On page 4, under the opinion on conflict of interest, I tried to capture what you had concluded, that the financial interest, personal financial interest, if any, was really speculative, partly because the cabin was on land that was leased rather than owned, so that you found that there was no conflict of interest within the meaning of our conflict of interest law, which focuses on personal financial interest. But then on the paragraph on violating accepted norms of Senate behavior and betraying the public trust, I tried to capture the things that you had said in the meeting about his conduct, you saw, had betrayed the public trust, and the language that Senator Scheid had written about members conducting their actions in an open, honest, and forthright manner, pointing out that the regulations were not a last-minute issue and that there should have been plenty of time to have a separate bill introduced and referred to committee. It was, after all, his committee, and he was a committee chair and could have arranged a hearing if he had wanted to. That would have given people, not only the residents of the lake, but also others, including the DNR, who had a broader interest in the issue. The final paragraph is talking about the ability to speak truthfully and his failure to have informed the conference committee of his role in suggesting the amendment to Representative Dill, and then the conclusion that his conduct in supporting passage of the amendment may have been well-intentioned, but it was not what the Senate expects of one of its members.
Comments of the...
And I should say, Senator Chaudhry has reviewed this and has some problems with that paragraph B.
That's the paragraph on page 3, violate accepted norms of the Senate behavior.
It would be the paragraph on the bottom of page 4.
Yeah, the word, I'll let Senator Chaudhry speak for himself, but I think the word misleading.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. And, you know, I appreciate the committee's work on this. This is difficult and heavy work, and you're clearly earnest in your work and working on this extremely faithfully, and I appreciate your dedication to that. I appreciate the committee's work on the facts of this draft as well. I think for the first time, the real facts of the matter are clear, and they're being reported accurately. And so I really appreciate the committee's work on that to really clarify what happened. And in number 2, I appreciate your recognition of the lack of conflict of interest. And appreciate your work on that. On the issue of norms and public trust, I'd ask you to put this in the context of, you know, where I was coming from, in that this was not a conflict of interest, as everyone has agreed, but I made an effort to disclose this anyway. The disclosure happened during conference committee at 9 or 10 p.m. at night, and it was the Saturday night, I believe, before – it was the Saturday night before adjournment, and we had been – putting in very long hours, and there are a lot of bills to go through, and the reviser still had to put together the conference report. And so I was trying to be brief. Even though this wasn't a conflict, I wanted to make sure it was disclosed anyway. And I really was trying not only to not betray the public trust, but really to stay true to it. I really want folks to consider that that this was all about responding to a conservation issue from people, and it was an attempt to get things done quickly, and it was And nonetheless, I tried to make sure that this was something that was out in the open, and so that the public trust could be upheld. If in all of that, and at late at night, my disclosure wasn't complete enough, I apologize, but I would assure you that at no time was I trying to mislead anyone. If I was trying to mislead someone, I wouldn't have disclosed it. I wouldn't have disclosed it. Back on the term of Senate behavior, this all kind of broke out in the public in the Duluth News Tribune, and I got a call from the very next day after session adjourned, and we hadn't got any sleep. I got a call from my neighbor, who owns the local resort, and he was very upset about this provision. He also had some misconceptions of it, but regardless, he was upset. And I talked to him about it and tried to tell him that, look, this was conveyed to me that there was a survey done, there was a public meeting, people were in favor of it, and a St. Louis County commissioner who also resided on the lake was working with me on this and conveyed to me that this was all supported. And he said that is absolutely not the case. And it was at that time where I immediately scheduled a public meeting at his resort of the community to talk to them about it. And at that meeting, I told them, look, this was conveyed to me as something that was supported. It clearly was not. I'm very, very sorry. And at the time, I committed on camera and in public and in writing that I would seek its repeal. That very week. This was before it all kind of broke out down here in the cities. I also spoke with the DNR that week immediately and said, look, this was a mistake. I thought this was supported, but it's not. I intend to repeal it at the first opportunity. It doesn't go into effect until March. Please don't do any planning because I think we need to get it repealed. I also spoke with Senator Dill and told him Representative Dill and told him the same thing that, I apologized to Representative Dill as well and said, look, I'm sorry. I thought this was supported. It was a mistake and we just need to repeal it. This all happened within a day or two after the passage of this bill. When it comes to the norms of Senate behavior, I don't think any of us in the legislature or any public servant is immune from error. But what I did when this happened, I hope contributes to the norms of Senate behavior and ethical conduct in that I immediately recognized the error and committed to correcting it. That is, in my opinion, adhering to public trust. And it was a very good meeting up there. It was at first it was 40 angry anglers who were who felt very strongly against this. At the end, it was all handshakes and hugs and smiles and thank yous that I had committed in writing to repeal it, that I admitted a mistake, and that I was willing to correct it. And I think that is an important part of our character in public service. And that's something that we also all need to adhere to. And I've tried to do that in spades. And it's not easy to stand up before people multiple times in front of the media and say, look, I was wrong, and I will correct it. So I want that to be a consideration, too. With regarding public trust, I think when we say betrayal, I think it connotates that I was that I set out to deceive. And that is absolutely not the case. And I hope through these discussions, you've come to at least some sort of understanding that this is just something that happened quickly, should not have, but was not ill-intended. And it was meant for conservation. I didn't line my pockets with anything, as other politicians are often convicted of doing. This wasn't even close to that. All it was doing was improving our natural resources. And since there's an agreement that this is not a conflict of interest, I would ask you to reconsider that language about betraying the public trust. I agree with the second sentence. We need to be open and forthright. I agree that this probably was not a last-minute issue and that there was plenty of time to have it in a hearing and ultimately considered in the open. I agree with that, and that was my error. And I agree that we need to speak truthfully and voice who supports it and who opposes it, although in our advocacy system, a lot of politicians aren't forthright about who opposes a proposal. But in any case, I agree with that statement, and I've always tried to adhere to that. And we've solved a lot of problems in our natural resource arena that were previously controversial, but we've been able to come to mutual agreements, whether it be ATVs or wetlands. We had an excellent hearing on the mining issue. But I've at no time ever tried to mislead people, and I hope my record as chair of the committee and openness and fairness and thoroughness is a testimony to that. So I really ask you to reconsider the first paragraph, because I really was trying to adhere to the norms of Senate behavior and uphold the public confidence, even when it was tough to do so. And I certainly was not trying to mislead anyone.
Senator Ingerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The meeting you said you had with all the parties involved after the session, was Senator Bach, Representative Dill, and the DNR invited to that meeting?
I did not. No. Representative Dill was heading to Canada at that time. I did not contact Senator Bach. I did not contact the DNR. Honestly, it was my intent to own up to my role in that. And I wasn't there to have anyone. The purpose of the meeting was not to do anything but take ownership for an error and commit to correcting it. I wanted to take responsibility. I wanted the buck to stop with me, and that's why it was me and the community.
Senator Frederickson.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not of the opinion that we should drop that first paragraph. Senator Chaudhry has been in the Senate for many years. He's chaired the committee for several years. He's been chair of this conference committee, knows the rules of conference committees, and knows how bills are introduced and how they're pursued. And I think to bring an issue in late in the session into a very late discussion of the bill in the House and then have pursue it in conference committee, I think is not the norm of Senate behavior. I would be willing, rather than say betrayed the public trust, I would be willing to say it intends to betray the public trust, soften that term just a little, but for one member of the ethics subcommittee, that's my feeling on it.
Senator Metz and I, Senator Frederickson, I didn't catch the last word.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Chaudhry, rather than say betrayed the public trust, I would say intends to betray.
Mr. Chairman.
Understood.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know, Senator Chaudhry, if it hurts any more, you know, I don't want to put you in a terrible position, and I think it did betray the public trust. Obviously, there are things that are, you know, more egregious that have happened to other people and been committed by them, but, I mean, you've taken responsibility. You said you wouldn't do it this way again. And so you admit, I guess I'm saying, that you did something that at the very least was going to be perceived wrongly and, you know, at the worst, was kind of borderline in terms of how this language ended up in that bill and how it stayed in the bill through the conference committee. So, you know, I think it is a betrayal if we don't act on our own rules and our norms and what we expect of every senator here. So I just, I guess I think it is a betrayal, and I don't know if you had issues with the misleadingly word. Did we talk about that?
We haven't gotten to that yet, but yeah. We're gonna.
You know, I'd consider taking that out. Because it just says you did not disclose your role, and I think that's, you know, that speaks for itself, and we don't have to characterize it. But that's how I feel about that language in the first sentence.
Mr. Chair and Senator Scheid, I just ask you to consider what the word betrayal connotes and whether it really applies to what happened here on a conservation measure that didn't benefit any one particular person. I mean, there was no money here. This was for a public benefit. This was brought by the community. And yes, it was done quickly, and perhaps what I'm guilty of is being overzealous for the environment, and I need to curb my enthusiasm. But to say that I was being false, to connote that I was being false or disloyal or deceitful, is just not accurate, and that's what the term betrayal connotes.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Scheid.
Mr. Chairman, I don't want to get into repeating myself, but I think that if this committee, for example, failed to meet and failed to act, that would be a betrayal. It wouldn't of the public trust.
Okay. Right.
And so I don't define it perhaps as narrowly as you do, but to me, that we are all entrusted to come here and do the best we can for the people of the whole state. And when other people, ordinary people, don't have the ability to do what happened here in this case with this, these directions for special management or special regulation, you know, we aren't just free to do that for our more than 10,000 lakes that we have. And a lot of people have cabins who would love to have more fish in their lake or bigger walleye, and it's just not available to everybody. And so, I think it's a broader meaning than you're giving it, or the connotation that you're giving it.
And Mr. Chair, Senator Scheid, I respect that. The first thing I think it's important to note is, number one, this wasn't the only special reg put in that bill. And there are over 300 bodies of water across the state of Minnesota that have special regs. And we have interceded in specific areas. Leech Lake Stocking was one. So we've done that, and we overrule the DNR quite a bit. So the act itself is of putting a special reg on the lake is not unusual. And the act of responding to citizens who don't feel like they're being listened to by an agency is not unusual either. But I'm just concerned that if I understand what you're trying to say, that you don't want it to be felt like your committee didn't act on in some way. Mm-hmm. And I feel that by saying that, what I did tended to betray the public trust doesn't reflect the actual nature of what happened. I think there were people who wanted something done, just not enough. And there were people, and there were hundreds of things going on at the last minute of session. And this was not the focus of my work. It was something that came up and was not decided in April 1st that we would do a law and do it at the last minute. It really just came up that way in with the best of intentions. And what the important thing is that if there is something incorrect that's done, that it be addressed. And I've gone at length to try and do that, privately and publicly. So I'm really trying to be true to the fact that I and we all are imperfect people, and that we need to make sure that that we need to make sure that our efforts and our intentions stay pure. And but when we, if it says something to the effect of whatever I did tended to betray the public trust, that's going to imply something much more. So I would respectfully request that if you're interested in making sure that this committee makes a statement about it, that it take a look at other language. Because if you do, if that's put in there, I think the connotation outside of this committee will be far, much more far-reaching. And that will certainly be misinterpreted as well. And I will not have the luxury after this of such an in-depth discussion going down, you know, the rest of my public service or the campaign trail.
You should decide, maybe as a committee, if we feel that strong enough language violate accepted norms of the Senate behavior, and that it did violate accepted norms of the Senate behavior, and possibly divide the thing. And I think that that's a pretty strong statement, too, to say that it did violate accepted norms of the Senate behavior. And possibly it's one option to I think that, well, it's very strong language, but that's, you know. And I do think, jumping down, I do think the word misleading should be taken out. I'll probably move to do that myself down below on the last paragraph. But I think we're back up to the biggest thing we're, seems to me we're discussing is that term there. So
those terms are what are used in our rules 56.3. Yeah. That's where they come from. And that's what defines
that's
improper.
We have to repeat everything.
Conduct.
Senator, well, Mr. Chair, so the
I don't know that. I just suggestion if that's a
procedure from here on. Then we just vote on each. We're gonna is the intention of the committee to vote on each paragraph here and we get through it here, or the whole thing, or I guess what's the wishes of the chair?
I think that's what I'd like to do, and I think Senator Chaudhry, we should.
We've got a proposal. You can take amendments to the proposal.
We got the proposal. Yeah, we've got the proposal in front of us, and it seems to me I think we've agreed on everything down to page 4, paragraph B, those, that language. So I think we're, we can amend at this point. Or
just a couple of things, Mr. Chair. If we're going to talk about norms of Senate behavior, I would at least like some recognition of my efforts to rectify an error so quickly after after the bill passed. And honestly, this is a very serious issue, and I think it ought to be deliberated very carefully. And so I would request that the committee reflect on this a little bit more instead of going to just the straight-up votes.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr.
Chairman, I'm just kind of tossing this out there instead of, and betrayed the public trust, what about, it would read, it did violate accepted norms of Senate behavior and threatened, I'm not sure what the tense should be there, public confidence in our legislative institution. I mean, I think that's kind of where we are. That's how I feel. That's what I think this kind of thing does. But I think that's softer.
It talks about the institution more than just Senator Chaudhry, I think. That's what I get out of it.
Chairman, Senator Scheid, I'm wondering if the last phrase you had
threatens public confidence in our legislative institution.
Is it legislative institution and its processes? That's one of the issues we have here, is that the process for introducing the bill, having hearings, was not followed.
Okay, maybe you could.
Yeah, I wondered.
Maybe. Could I get you to repeat that?
Still working on the bill?
Oh. It's going back here, Dad. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the Scheid Amendment is to delete betrayed the public trust and insert threatened public confidence in our legislative institutions and its processes.
When to move to delete misleading? Same
and motion. I would move to delete misleadingly, that word in the last.
So you're moving both.
I would.
So threaten, Mr.
Senator
Chair. Mr. Chair, repeat the, I'm sorry, Senate Counsel, threaten the public.
Threatened public confidence in our legislative institution and its processes.
Mr. Chair and Senator Scheid, what can we possibly or potentially insert to recognize that I have done my best to rectify this?
Mr. Chairman.
And not just today for today's public hearing, but I did so immediately when it was, not in the press.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not adverse. I don't think it's part of this, but I'm not adverse to considering a sentence or something that recognizes what you've done since this happened. But I think just on the issue here, and I don't know, maybe it belongs in this section, but I'm not sure.
We don't have to describe the whole events in the newspaper leading up to this. We just Senator Ingrid.
Mr. Chair, to the amendment, Senator Chaudhry, a question. You said we should do more vetting of this. What do you mean by that? I guess I'm somewhat concerned with regards to a couple of the statements, and I've explained those to you from Dennis Fink County Commissioner's letters, as well as the newspaper article. So you're suggesting an article saying that that Dill is refuting what you're saying here, Representative Dill is refuting what you're saying. Are you suggesting, and at least I understand you're suggesting, we vet this through another time?
No, Mr. Chair, Senator Ingebrigtsen, I'm just suggesting that it would be good to deliberate over any language on these on this sentence a little bit more. That's what I was suggesting. But, you know, I go back, Mr. Chair. I understand where you're coming from, Senator Scheid, but I go back to the fact that there is no it's agreed that there's no conflict of interest here. And as a result, I was not required to disclose the matter. But I did anyway, in the interest of public confidence and our institution and our processes. And I think it's going to, I think it will negate that. That type of sentence will negate that. Now, I mean, accepted norms of Senate behavior. I mean, I think this really boils down to I was trying and it wasn't perfect. And I think that this type of strong language will give the impression that it was something other than that.
Mr. Chairman?
Ms. Scheid.
Chairman and Senator Chaudhry, are you saying that you acknowledged or talked about any potential conflict before the Duluth newspaper, you know, allowed out to the story?
Well, in the conference committee, I disclosed it. And sometimes I wonder how much attention this whole issue would have gotten had I not disclosed it. So that was, you know, I've gotten all this attention, I think in part because I was trying to ensure public confidence in the institution and the processes. And I've taken a lot of negative attention as a result. But that's what our conflict of interest laws is written for. And I was following, going beyond the letter and the spirit of it by making sure that it was disclosed. And what it's going to say is that if you use strong language such as threaten the public confidence in the institution, that will rub against what I was really trying to do, albeit imperfectly.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Senator
Mr. Chairman. Senator Chaudhry, I mean, I kind of think that what you did threaten the public confidence. I understand now, you know, hindsight is 2020, and you wouldn't have done it this way, and you wouldn't do that again. But I think that's the whole point here. And I'm not suggesting that you are the, you know, the only or first or only person who ever may have done something like this. But I think we just have to kind of call it out when we see it. And I think threatened public confidence is a lot milder than betrayed the public trust. If you know, and I don't even know how my colleagues on the subcommittee feel about that, but I thought I would suggest that. And I'm certainly willing to have some language in here acknowledging your concern about that perception, and that you've, you know, I don't know if the word is contrition or what it is, but I do think that it did threaten public confidence. I mean, I think that the articles and the comments, and frankly, This is the kind of issue that is really foreign to me, not ever having served on these committees. I always listen because they represent a lot of sportsmen and women and people who are concerned about the environment and all of that. But when I read about the resort owner, that just shook me because I realized that could be just totally devastating. I didn't even, you know, put that together. That's not where my brain would take me on this in consideration of it. So I can imagine the shock of somebody who finds out that there's going to be less reason for people to come fish at his or stay at his resort in a tough economy. So, I know his confidence has to be shaken, threatened, and I guess along with that, mine as well. So, and there's a lesson here for everybody about how we ought to be more deliberate. So,
Mr. Chair, Senator Scheid, on that, I can tell you that the owner of the High Banks Resort was very happy, and he expressed as much at the end of our meeting, because it actually clarified some things that were not true that were reported in the media. That's a lot of what was shaken in his confidence, that they reported that there was going to be this slot or that bag limit, and the proposal said nothing about that. And when he learned that, it was really clarified that a lot of his concern came from the media reports. And at the end, at the end of our meeting, he said he was very happy with the results. I think he felt good and more confident. There is someone who not only responds to the people, but can also correct a mistake. So I think that's important to know. You know, did it bring into question public confidence in our institutions and processes? I think that would be accurate. The media reports brought into question our process. But I can tell you that a lot of people at random have come up to me in the street, and as recently as this weekend during our Memorial Day services, and have people I don't know came up to me and said that they don't really understand what this hype is about, because it was just about conservation and that benefits everyone. And lots of questions about why are they hounding you about this? You know, don't we have more important things to think about? There's the largest oil spill in history. There's health care. There's education, property taxes. And how did this benefit one person anyway? I mean, that's a perception as well. But do some people question our process as a result of these reports? I guess that's accurate. But to say that what I did threatened public confidence, I'm seeing a lot of people who are no less confident in me and my representation because I have such a strong record on defending conservation as a result of this. And they actually feel good that I'm willing to admit an error and correct it and move on. So if you were to say brought into question instead of threatens, I guess that would be accurate.
Senator Gingrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't think anybody's going to argue, Senator Chaudhry, about your loyalty to the environment and to the outdoors. I'll attest to that. I think Senator Fredrickson is part of that committee as well. But I really do have an issue here of you not seeming to grasp. I'm still wondering why we haven't included the trust of the legislators here that have been, it seemed to me, somewhat that I have a concern of that. Even after the fact, you still didn't even invite the senator from that district to that meeting, nor did you invite Representative Dill. He said he was out of town. So I question, if I'm the public looking at this, I'm questioning whether you're open and clear with the public, and where it's very clear to me is that you have a place there, and the accusation has been pointed in your direction. You even brought that forth in a letter, understandably so. Unfortunately, it has to be done this way, and you still don't seem to understand that there's something broken here. I don't get that. It just seems so clear to me that you could have done so many things, and you said, yes, you've made mistakes time and time again here today. In the media, you've said that. But it just doesn't seem to hit home, I guess. Maybe that's a kind of a harsh statement, but maybe I'm not understanding it totally. But the players that should have been playing here, the folks that were concerned, not everybody, including two legislators that represent that area, were not included, and I think that's, you know, I think that's just out of line. I would feel not betrayed necessarily. I don't think that's the word. I would feel if Senator Scheid or Frederickson were to come into my district and with an issue, I would at least know about it and give me an opportunity to be part of that. It just doesn't seem to have happened here.
Mr. Chair, Senator Ingebrigtsen, all I can say is that I was ready and willing to take ownership of a problem on my own volition. I wasn't interested in surrounding myself with others who might be willing to take the blame. And that's what I was trying to do, is take ownership of a problem for myself. And that's what I was trying to do to make sure that people were to restore confidence in the process. And I think a lot of people walked away from that meeting very, very pleased that there's someone that cares about it, their area, and is willing to, if he makes a mistake, correct it. I think to me that's the issue, I completely understand what you're saying, I would just ask you to just have the language in this draft reflect what actually happened. Reflect the tone and the spirit of what actually happened. That's all I'm asking.
Could I ask one more
question? Talking about the meeting, the meeting should never have had to happen. See, that's where we're coming from. And they were kind and they agreed afterwards and we could repeal it, but if this was done properly, it wouldn't have necessitated that meeting.
That's true. Fair enough.
Senator Scheid.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to go forward with that amendment, you know, strike betrayed the public trust. I think on paragraph B on the fourth page, and with the language that Mr. Watson read. And
the new language you're moving?
Yeah. And to take out misleadingly on the last line of that page.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Watson, or Mr. Watson.
On misleadingly, I wonder if, in addition to deleting misleadingly, we should also delete did not and insert should have or did not disclose and insert should have disclosed. So it said you should have disclosed your.
Right. That kind of reversed it. Also, you know what I mean?
So we have a normative statement rather than just a statement.
Senator.
Mr. Watson, I agree 100%.
Okay. So we'll include that did not after.
Should have. We'll, yeah.
But read added by the House.
Strikes misleading.
You should have disclosed.
Did not disclose that. Insert should have disclosed.
The D at the end of disclose.
Senator Ingebrigtsen, do you have a question on what Senator Scheid is amending?
Well,
I can't speak for you, but I would think this would be more acceptable than the word betrayal, public trust.
Mr. Chair,
broadens out.
Mr. Chair, it's certainly better. I was just suggesting that in the instead of the word threatens, brought into question would be a clearly accurate thing that even I could agree to.
Well, that's
I'm missing that
part, Senator Ingebretson.
I'm missing that now. So that's part of Senator Scheid's amendment to be changed again?
No. She's going, in my opinion, about two-thirds of the way, and Senator Chaudhry wants to go further, if that makes sense. And I think Senator Scheid is sticking to her amendment. Any further discussion on that? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Further discussion on the rest of the... We didn't talk. I guess we went through the...
Chair, how would it... you just repeat, Mr. Watson or whoever, repeat what it would say then. It would, after behavior, it'd say threatens public confidence in our legislative institution processes.
Public processes.
And threatened public confidence in our legislative institution and its processes.
And on the issue of
misleading?
No, on the issue of the sentences you had, Senator Scheid, is that do you want to work on some draft for that or
Mr. Chairman,
language or
Senator Scheid?
Mr. Chairman, I alluded or said that I think that you know a sentence in here acknowledging Senator Chaudhry's his apology. I guess I'd look to other members for that word. That you know, I think that it's important for the public, and for your constituents, and for the Senate itself. I think
he's used that word today a few times, and I think you've used it in the press, haven't you?
Which word?
Well, they apologize for some of the.
And attempted direct.
Put something in here. I don't know. Probably not. But Senator Ingebretson.
Attached a letter. A letter. I guess we can't stop that, can we? Could you attach a letter regarding the whole thing? And I don't know. I don't know what the procedures are. I guess.
All I'm saying, suggesting, Mr. Chair, is that under the section of Senate behavior and public trust, that something also be included to. Acknowledge that
you've
gone a long way to try and rectify the error.
I think you have. We want to complete our work today, if at all possible. I don't know if we could. Maybe feel strongly about trying to figure out something out, or
Mr. Watson could throw something in.
I'm certainly willing to. I think it probably more appropriately belongs at the very end, either before or after the last sentence. Maybe after. I don't know if you want more than an acknowledgement and
a sentence or two. It's fine. I'm not looking for a narrative.
It's not going to be a narrative, and it's not going to be more than a sentence, I don't think.
That would be my suggestion for where it might go.
Well, I would have confidence in Mr. Watson to come up with one sentence and put it in the draft at some point.
Mr. Chairman, something like the subcommittee appreciates as a last sentence after your conduct, before sincerely. The subcommittee appreciates your willingness to bring this matter before it and your efforts to your admission of your errors and your efforts to make amends. Something like that.
Rectify the error.
Your efforts to rectify
error. Yeah.
Chairman, I...
I think that would work, Guy. We're gonna get that written and repeat it.
Can I, Mr. Chair, bring up a different point? Not.
Because while he's doing that, yeah, go ahead, Senator.
Mr. Chair, with regards to, maybe Senate Council can help, again, being only here the short period of time that I have, not relating to this case whatsoever, the meeting room, with regards to being audio and video, I mean, being transparent and open and everything, I mean, it's not like we're not being videoed, don't get me wrong, I think we're being videoed, but I think it's something we should consider, maybe moving to a room where we can be both audio and videoed. I don't know. Has that ever been a consideration at all of this committee? I mean,
this one is especially much more attention than any of the ones I've been on before. But the Rules Committee uses this, but I don't know if that means we have to. But we'll look at that in the forthcoming.
Okay. Yeah, I would.
Because I think you're right. I mean, we've got pretty good coverage here today, but the public is concerned about this. Kinds of things.
Not that it would make any difference, Mr. Chair, the outcome of it, of this case at all. It's just that from, you know, obviously there's not
we'll take that
much busyness going on here now, especially in the summer where we couldn't
meet. We'll take that under advisement. I think that's a good idea.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Watson.
Try this. The subcommittee appreciates your willingness to bring this matter before it, to respond to the questions of the subcommittee, to acknowledge your errors, and to attempt to rectify them.
Okay, is that who, Senator Scheid, was this your...
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Scheid moves that amendment also. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Any further discussion on the rest of the advisory opinion? We need a motion to approve this, and Senator Frederickson.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that the committee approve the document 2:50 p.m. as amended, and that it be prepared as a letter to Senator Chaudhry, and that you be authorized to sign it on behalf of the subcommittee.
Any discussion on that? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Wilton. Note for the record that there was unanimous vote.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Once again, I want to thank you and your committee staff, Mr. Watson, and everyone here for your earnest deliberation.
These are not fun.
This is tough stuff.
Senator Frederickson and I had a number of them.
Too many.
And too many of them. So we don't like to do this either, but it's sometimes necessary.
Appreciate your hard work.
Meeting's adjourned.
You're probably hoping this will be your last one.
I thought I'd gotten by without another one.